Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the November 8th regular Board of Supervisors meeting. Will you please stand and join me with a salute to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So a couple of announcements before we get started. There are hearing devices available on both sides of the podium if you should so need them. If you wish to speak today, please state your name for the record and fill out a speaker slip, which is also on both sides of the podium. I'll ask the clerk right now if there are any changes to the agenda.
Yes. Added item to closed session, conference with legal counsel, pending litigation. Number 17, Karen V. Lee versus Adam Hill, County of San Luis Obispo, et al. Requirements of the Brown Act have been satisfied as this notice was posted prior to the 72-hour notice and requirement.
Okay, we'll begin with the consent agenda. I'm going to open the floor to public comments on the consent agenda. Do I have any speaker slips? No speaker slips. We're going to pull item number 7 from the consent agenda, and it's a presentation. So I'm going to ask
I'd move to approve the remainder of the calendar.
Okay, we could do that.
Second.
So we have a motion by Supervisor Meacham, a second by Supervisor Arnold. We'll do a roll call vote, and then we'll go to our presentation.
Mr. Meacham?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Arnold?
Yes.
Mr. Gibson?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
And Ms. Compton?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so we're going to pull item number 7 again, and it's a resolution for Lori Donnelly, and I'm going to have Supervisor Arnold read the resolution. And Lori, if you want to come down along with Cheryl Journey. She's on her way. Okay. Come on up to the podium, Lori, and then Debbie's Supervisor Arnold's going to read it for you.
Is she close, Nina? Is Cheryl close?
She's close.
Okay. We can do the Pledge of Allegiance again real quick. Yeah.
Well, go ahead and start.
We could take a motion and approve it while we're waiting.
Yeah, this presentation.
Okay.
Do we
should we just take a motion?
Or was it approved on the consent?
What are we
agenda?
Waiting for? Lori's here.
I know. She's here. Go ahead and start.
No, we were just waiting for Cheryl because she was part of the presentation, but she'll come in midway. So it really is my pleasure to, I've really enjoyed working with Lori. So it's my pleasure today to be able to read this resolution recognizing Lori Donnelly for her service to San Luis Obispo County, the Fire Department, and to the San Luis Obispo County Department of Planning and Building. And it begins, whereas Lori Donnelly served a total of 6 years in the Fire Prevention Bureau, 2 years as captain, 1 year acting fire marshal, and 3 years as battalion chief fire marshal from July 2013 to July 2016, building partnerships within the community between county staff and cooperators to ensure citizen and firefighter safety with prudent oversight and commitment to quality service. I can attest to all of that. Whereas Lori Donnelly's passion for fire-safe communities motivated her to guide the formation of 4 fire-safe council focus groups in Battalion 6 and subsequently obtained over $300,000 in grant funding to successfully complete multiple fuel modification projects, resulting in the nomination of FireWise communities for those areas. And whereas Battalion Chief Fire Marshal Lori Donnelly led a team of fire prevention captains and fire prevention specialists to establish an appropriate level of fire and life safety to the build environment through the practical applications of the fire and building codes. And whereas Battalion Chief Fire Marshal Lori Donnelly is recognized for her uncanny ability to recall intricate details of each project she's worked on, regardless of the amount of time which has passed since the project. And whereas Battalion Chief Fire Marshal Lori Donnelly was instrumental in fostering an excellent working relationship with the Planning and Building Department, enhancing collaboration to ensure the safety of the county's residents. And whereas Battalion Chief Fire Marshal Lori Donnelly was instrumental in the development of county fire sprinkler ordinance, protecting more occupants within existing structures. Whereas Battalion Chief Fire Marshal Lori Donnelly's efforts played a key part in the collaboration of the county's fire code and the Planning and Building Department's Building and Construction Ordinance to help the users of these documents apply the codes to ensure public safety. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the County of San Luis Obispo Fire Department and the Department of Planning and Building congratulate Battalion Chief Fire Marshal Lori Donnelly on her years of service to the county and wish her well in her new position as the Operation Battalion Chief for Battalion 5 in, yay for me, Creston. Thank you.
Okay, if, yes, we're going to have you say something too. We're going to take a picture right now, so anybody that wishes to come down for this picture, other fire chiefs, marshals, et cetera, come on down.
Maybe we can get some of the other uniforms to come up and join for at least one picture. Okay, perfect. Eric.
Chief Reeder, you want to come down?
Cheryl.
Where's Chief Jalbert?
Come on. Very good. So Cheryl's going to say a few words, and then we'll give you the floor to say a few words. Cheryl, you need to push the button on. There you go.
Well, Lori's kept me on my toes since she was appointed as the fire marshal, and I should have known she would do that today and be ahead of me. So we were racing across the street, but I am glad to be here today, glad that Lori's getting this recognition. She has been instrumental in just meshing the coordination between planning and building and the fire marshal's office. I attend building code conferences around the state, and I listen to the interactions between other jurisdictions and their fire marshals, and we have an A-plus relationship that is not experienced by a lot of other jurisdictions. So that's due in large part to Lori and her being willing to attend meetings and be a part of the building community, not just being the fire person that responds to the fire, but really being instrumental in understanding that preventing that fire in the first place is key to everything. And she's just been, I can't explain what a great partnership that we've had with her. She started attending meetings regularly, just bringing that partnership together with us and willing to dive into the building code, which is not what a lot of fire folks want to do. And I can understand that. So yes, we're very sorry to see her leave our little neck of the woods, but we know she's in Creston. I bike by Creston Fire Station all the time and go, Lori's over there, and I'm so glad that she's there. We wish her the best. Thank you again, Lori, for everything.
Thank you, Cheryl. And Lori, would you like to say a few words?
I would. I just wanted to say thank you, members of the board. Am I on? There it is. Thank you, members of the board. I really enjoyed my time with the County Fire Planning and Building team. I've received some amazing mentorship. We had plenty of challenges, and we found solutions not only as a team, but for our community. And we built some enduring friendships in that process, and I'm very grateful. And I truly believe that today's acknowledgement and recognition belongs to all of us. So thank you. It was not just mine. It was for all of us. I'm honored today with my attendance by my husband and my son and my daughter, one of our nation's newest United States Marines. And members of the board, thank you for taking time in a busy agenda to recognize the hard work and teamwork of your county team. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak on this? I don't have any speaker slips. Okay, I'll bring it back to the board right now. And Supervisor Hill?
Yeah, I just wanted, it's not a surprise to see Lori take on another leadership role, and I just wanted to thank her for her work as fire marshal. I know in the community of Avila, she did a lot to reassure folks on issues. And in fact, people even asked me if there was any way we can prevent her from leaving the fire marshal post because they felt so so secure with her looking out for them. So thank you, Lori, and good luck in the next role.
Supervisor Meacham.
Thank you, Lori. I know that there's been times we have code enforcement issues and you have to come out and sit with us and go through it. And every one of your, all of the fire folks and even code enforcement, when we sit down and talk to folks, they have this calm demeanor about them to try to come to resolution with something. And I greatly appreciate that. And you spoke of all the work that the others have done, and I know you're very good friends of my family, the works, and they appreciate you as well. Good luck with your next challenge.
Supervisor Arnold?
I just want to thank Lori one more time. You know, she's played an important role with the building department, but we have a lot of issues in this county with wildland fire, et cetera, and she'll be in the heart of helping us solve some of those problems over in Creston. So thank you for all you do.
Supervisor Gibson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I just want to add my thanks to Lori for doing the less dramatic part of keeping us safe. You know, it can be very dramatic seeing firefighting personnel going after a raging fire, but I hope you take great satisfaction in knowing there are a bunch of those that didn't happen because of you taking care of the details. So thanks.
Thank you, Lori. I too want to say congratulations and thank you for all your hard work. And living through this fire season this year, it was just amazing to see the work that you guys do in saving people and structures. So I appreciate that. And your daughter for protecting us. So awesome. I think your son wants to say something in the microphone. Does he want to say something in the microphone? He was looking at. No? Okay. Okay, very good. Thank you again for everything and for being here today. So I need a motion to...
Move to approve.
So I have a motion by Supervisor Meacham. Do I have a second on that motion? Second by Supervisor Gibson. Could we have a roll call vote, please?
Mr. Meacham?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Gibson?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Ms. Arnold?
Yes.
Ms. Compton?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you again, Lori. Okay. Got a few people that are going to exit right now and go back to work, so we'll let that happen. We're going to move on to item number 12, and I'll ask the clerk to introduce that item as soon as it quiets down a little bit in here.
Item number 12, submittal of a resolution recognizing Carmen Loretto upon her retirement after 25 years of service to the County of San Luis Obispo.
Okay, very good. I'm going to ask Jeff Hamm to come down to the dais. There he is. Okay, and I'm going to have Supervisor Meacham read this resolution.
Would you ask?
And I will ask Carmen, too, to come down. Is she here? There she is. And do you have, okay, you got it right here.
Okay. This is a resolution recognizing Carmen Loretto upon her retirement after 25 years of service to the County of San Luis Obispo. The following resolution is hereby offered and read. Whereas Carmen Loretto has worked for the County of San Luis Obispo Public Health Department since 1991, encompassing 25 years of employment. And Carmen began her career with the County of San Luis Obispo in 1991 as a public health aide too, and was promoted to a patient service representative in 1996. And whereas Carmen has dedicated her years of civil service to some of the most vulnerable and medically fragile children and their families in San Luis Obispo County, and Carmen has been instrumental in the effective operation of the California Children's Services Program through her knowledge and attention to detail. And whereas the Public Health Department and the Children's Medical Services offices have been fortunate to have Carmen's knowledge, dedication, smile, and heart providing assistance and support to the children of San Luis Obispo County. Now, therefore, be it resolved and ordered by the Board of Supervisors that Carmen Loretto be and hereby is commended for her 25 years of dedication to the county's mission, and be it also resolved that Carmen is wished the best of health, happiness, and good fortune in her continued service and beyond.
Be nimble, ladies. Come on. Okay.
Okay, and Jeff, you wish to say a few words?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. Jeff Hamm, Health Agency Director. I got here early this morning to make sure that Carmen and her family were here and they knew what was going on. And when I saw the three of them sitting there together, I wasn't sure which one was our employee. It's her, it's her daughter and her granddaughter. She doesn't look old enough to leave county employment to me, but 25 years, 20 of which were with the CCS program in the position that she's held that whole time. She found the place where she was supposed to be, and that's an ideal employee from my perspective, providing stability and competence and ultimately leadership and guidance and good humor and all the things that, that we rely on in employees in our organization and that sometimes we take for granted. So thank you very much for that. On behalf of all of the health agency employees and our management team, congratulations, 25 years, an awesome career. Thinking of retirement, her staff have, Francesca shared a couple things about her that I thought I would share. She's a walker. So she walks a lot lunchtime and around the health campus and apparently in organized marathons and long-distance events, which is contributing to, I'm sure, her obvious health. And if you're a persimmon fan, you can find her oftentimes on Sundays at the Sunset Flea Market in San Luis Obispo selling persimmons that she raises on her property. So I know that's an important bit of information for me that I'm gonna tuck away. So thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you. Carmen, do you wish to say a few words?
I want to thank the board. It's been an honor working here for the county and with my co-workers. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak on this? Okay, I'll bring it back to the board for any comments or a motion. Okay.
Move to approve.
So we have a motion by Supervisor Meacham, a second by Supervisor Hill. I'll ask for a roll call vote, please. Mr. Meacham?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Gibson?
Yes.
Ms. Arnold?
Yes.
Ms. Compton? Yes, ma'am. Very good. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to item number 13. I'll ask the clerk to introduce this item, please.
Submittal of a resolution recognizing Eric Meyer for his exemplary public service on the County of San Luis Obispo Planning Commission.
Okay, Mr. Meyer, come on down. This time you're on the opposite side, right? Okay, and Supervisor Hill will read your resolution.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, I think it's pretty true that two of the best decisions that I have made in my time in office have been my planning commissioners. I first had Carlin Christensen, who most people know is now on the SLO City Council, and then I had Eric agree to join, and he's smart enough to not run for office. So it's an enormous – if people don't realize – well, actually, probably this year they have realized, considering there was a lot of attention down here. But the work that's put in by planning commissioners is so important to not just the Board of Supervisors, but everybody involved in the community, people from the, you know, from the business end of it, the development end of it. I mean, it's really a lot of work, and our commissioners do an exceptional job. And I feel like I have been, our district has been, and our community has been enormously well served by Eric. So let me read his resolution. Well, it's close to it. Whereas Eric Meyer has served as commissioner of on the County of San Luis Obispo Planning Commission from July 2013 through December 2016, representing the 3rd Supervisorial District. Eric Meyer is a truly original thinker who approaches everything in his own idiosyncratic way, and he therefore played a vital role in guiding county planning matters during his tenure in office. Since his appointment to the commission, Eric has helped shape significant county planning policy like the energy streamlining project, the county water conservation program, the workforce housing ordinance, and design guidelines. Before Eric was appointed to the commission, he also served as vice chair of the City of San Luis Obispo Planning Commission and as chairman for the City San Luis Obispo Land Use and Circulation Update Task Force. Eric has been and continues to be an active community member who has contributed his time, his talent to many local organizations including but not limited to the San Luis Obispo County Bicycle Coalition, the Cal Poly Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship, which runs the Cal Poly Hothouse Business Incubator, and I've probably seen Eric more there than any other time, downtown here at the Hothouse. So Eric is extremely involved, whereas I would like to expressly thank Eric for his outstanding contribution to the commission, District 3 community members, and people of San Luis Obispo County. Now, therefore, be it resolved and ordered by the Board of Supervisors that they do hereby recognize Eric Meyer's significant contribution to his community and County of San Luis Obispo and extends to Eric its sincere appreciation on his retirement from the Planning Commission and wishes him prosperity in his future endeavors.
Mr. Meyer, do you wish to say a few words?
Thank you. So I started my volunteering on various county or city positions because I thought I had a lot of answers. I quickly realized I just had a lot of opinions. And there are a lot of answers to our situations in the county, and nobody really has the answer, the correct answer. And so our job together is to try to find the common good. And I realized that searching for the answer really wasn't the problem anymore. I began searching for the best question. And I urge you guys to search for the best questions, too, and question one another, because we're all a lot different on the Planning Commission and on the board. And our differences are what make us strong in this county, because together we can find a better way forward. So thank you all for letting me contribute.
Thank you. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak on this? Do you wish to, Jim?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair Compton, board members. On behalf of the Planning and Building Department, we want to echo everything that was in the proclamation resolution for Mr. Meyer. You can see you have some fans here. Every Planning Commission, you challenged us to be the very best from an intellectual standpoint as well as a planning professional standpoint. And we are much appreciated for your input and guidance and assistance in helping us advocate for good land use policy and making wise decisions about land use and helping to build great communities. So thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Okay, I'll bring it back to the board for comments. Supervisor Hill, your light is still on. Do you wish to comment again?
I just wanted to say that what Jim was mentioning, that it's nice to see folks from the planning department here, because I know how Eric's approach has always been very collaborative, and he's very interested in as he said, asking questions and essentially having a conversation about these issues that come before him. And I think he's just an extremely interesting and thoughtful and respectful person, and I know that our staff has enjoyed. I know he's enjoyed working with them.
Okay, Supervisor Meacham.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, Eric, I was going to mention this to you and Ken as well, and my planning commissioner. We're going to be doing his resolution later on. Three issues. Thank you.
The county.
the you put I
agony.
Yeah.
Your top. And Ken. Where means. Association. Jones. and the extraordinary. There are this crew. That
amazing. Perspective. Be able to. Think asking you.
And I just and
donate.
So let me just. Occasion.
yet, and it's
in. To be sure. Some respect. Return.
Voices. Week. Four. causing structure who put
I am just want to a page. Statistics. And so when evolve. In I came in. because it we've spent everybody.
A close up. Three resources. Material. Is in place. Solid. And be land.
moratorium. On the Green.
Can this general. Job. In. Entertain. As a. Line. Experience.
and vote to until policy. And the
from Los Bucket. Well, not the right. And can
buckets that honey, but today. It.
Good morning, Madam.
Well. Station.
No. Right now. Yes.
afternoon. And then
forward. Polly. In Kentucky, have and I own. Rick. Kind of.
scattered.
And I'm
all these.
Can I saw